Greetings, 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 and shalom, mishpacha. Thank you so much for tuning in to this broadcast or possible podcast segment. Not sure what you're tuning into, but family, if you are a part of my YouTube family and you guys are watching this, let me apologize that I did not go live today. Okay, we have about two more readings after this, and then I have to start back at one because I literally started the series at chapter 12 of the Proverbs. Today was a bit of a day for me. Today was a bit of an emotional day for me. It was a day of just interceding and just a day of grieving and mourning today. Today was a day of just like, some serious revelations came to me today. So I'm just a bit on the emotional side. So I've decided to just continue to utilize the podcast to share the remainder of the Proverbs. And I hope that's okay with everybody. I hope you guys continue on in the series, right? Because more importantly than our live one-on-one fellowship is really us getting what Yahuwah was conveying to us through Solomon, the wisdom and the trials and tribulations that Solomon himself even went through, and then he was able to speak on a first-hand account, through some of these proverbs that he shares. You know, I believe even one of them is a proverb that he wrote from his mother's lesson teaching him, which is the final proverb, right? So anyway, family, with no further ado, here is a song of praise, and then we're going to get right into the daily prayer.
Refresh me with the waters of love. couch of the road. Know me, yeah. Know me. Sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. O Elohim, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure unto Zion. Build you the walls of Jerusalem. Then shall you be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
Right, family, and we know this wisdom is the principal thing. Okay, family, so we are in the easy read version, and I'm just going to stay there on tonight. Okay, I'm just not there for the deeper today. All right, so before we begin, like I did say, I would like to do the daily prayer, which is provided in the deeper, but then I'm going to go to the ERV for the chapter. So here we go. Blessed are you, Yahuwah of the army, creator of the heavens and the earth, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our Elohim, the Holy One of Yahshua, my Eloah, and my salvation, for giving us the spirit of peace. And if you guys hear the kitchen activity, that's baby girl heating up her dinner. Okay. So, here we go in the Hebrew. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Tzevaot Barah HaShamayim VeHa'aretz Alahaykem Shal Avraham Yitzhak VeYaakov Alahaynu VeAl Kadosh Echad Yashua Eloi, V'Yashai, Ashar, Mikan, Yanu, Ha, Ruach, Shalom. Proverbs 29, written from the Sefer. And family, just let me let you know right now, as a disclaimer, I will not be giving you my own interpretation of what these verses are saying tonight. I am asking for the Ruach BeHakmah to deal with me, to teach me. And I pray that if you've taken this time out of your day to come on and either listen to the podcast or watch on YouTube, that she does the same for you. We do understand that the Ruach BeHakmah in the Apocrypha is compared to like being a woman, right? So when I say her or she, speaking about the Ruach BeHakmah, the Ruach of wisdom, this is why. Okay, so I'm praying that she will minister to you and minister to me on tonight. People refuse to bend when someone corrects them. Eventually, they will break, and there will be no one to repair the damage. When the rulers are good, the people are happy. When the rulers are evil, the people complain. A son who loves wisdom makes his father happy. One who wastes his money on prostitutes will lose his wealth. A nation will be strong when it has a fair and just king. A nation will be weak when it has a king who is selfish and demands gifts. If you give false praise to others in order to get what you want, you only are setting a trap for yourself. Evil people are defeated by their sin, but good people will sing and be happy. Good people want to do what is right for the poor, but the wicked don't care. Proud people who laugh at what is right cause problems that divide whole cities. But people who are wise are able to calm those who are angry. If someone who is wise tries to settle a problem with a fool, the fool will argue and say stupid things. And they... I'm just laughing because it uses, like, you know, the word stupid. I'm not used to hearing that, you know, when I'm reading scriptural things. So, but it's road of life, right? Verse 9. If someone who is wise tries to settle a problem with a fool, the fool will argue and say stupid things, and they will never agree. If you always try to be honest, murderers will hate you. If you always try to be honest, murderers will hate you. But those who do what is right will want you to be their friend. Fools are quick to express their anger, but wise people are patient and control themselves. If a ruler listens to lies, all his officials will be evil. In one way, the poor and those who steal from them are the same. Yahuwah made them both. If a king judges the poor fairly, he will rule for a long time. Punishment and discipline can make children wise, but children who are never corrected will bring shame to their mother. If the wicked are ruling the nation, sin will be everywhere, but those who live right will win in the end. Correct your children whenever they are wrong. Correct your children whenever they are wrong. Then you will always be proud of them. Amen. They will never make you ashamed. All right. I got to do it. And I'm not explaining any interpretation or what I think this is saying or anything. What I'm doing is sharing a real life event that kind of drained me a little bit today. So since I've been, you know, working the hours that I'm working, my children be up all hours of the night watching whatever. So lately, my daughter's been walking around the house in just like sports bras and like the shortest little shorts that she could find, like from when she was a kid, you know, when she was smaller, or, you know, stretchy pants and just her bra top. And she's doing all these splits and these, you know, bringing her leg all the way up to her head. And I didn't see any righteousness in it, you know. So I would say to her, Ajere, why don't you use your body for praise dancing? So, you know, I was an amazing praise dancer back when I was in the Christian church. You know, I choreographed a lot of the praise dances that the youth would do, and even the adults and the young adults and stuff. So, you know, bless Yahuwah, I'm nobody and I'm nothing, okay? But Yahuwah had graced me and gifted me with the ability of praise dance, but she was never interested, okay? At least to my knowledge, or, you know, because she would just, you know, give me that kind of body language or whatever. Recently, though, there was one dance that I did teach her off of, what's the song, William Murphy, Everything Is Working Together for Your Good. And I was surprised she did show some interest in that dance. But now, you know, with my work schedule and things like that and what's happening with my legs and my knees, I have not been able to even do my regular workout. But my point. So she wants to do all these moves and stuff. So today she says, Mommy, I want you to come and see me dance. And I'm like, okay, Ajere, you know, you need me. I literally, I told her first, I'm like, I'm tired, Mumu. You know, I'll watch you one of these days soon. I'm laying in my bed and I heard the Ruach say, she needs you. Get up and be a mother. Don't tell me twice. Number one, I want to be clear, not that I need to justify anything, but I am always, it's just the three of us. We're always up under each other day and night. Sometimes I get on their nerves because I come watch this with me, come read this with me, come talk with me, you know, always. That's how we are. But, you know, today I was just really tired after work and everything and whatever. So I got up and I says, okay, Ajere, you want to show me your dances? I said, what praise song do you want to dance to? She couldn't come up with any dance moves for the praise music. But she tells me she likes to do the dances like the little girls on Dance Moms. I instantly rebuked her. And then I says, you know what? Let's watch Dance Moms together. Because I don't want to be rebuking you unjustly. I don't want to be correcting you where there doesn't need to be correction. You know, this could be innocent and sweet and, you know, whatever. 30 seconds in, they're dancing like strippers. Faces painted on like they were a part of a burlesque. And I knew that that is why the Most High had me get up. He said, she needs you right now. I've been seeing her dressing like this through the house. I've said something, but I haven't put my foot down. I'm like, number one, you should not be walking around your brother dressed that way. Since when do you walk around the house in sports bras all the time? Sports bras. She has a pair of shorts from a pajama set that I bought her when she was about 3 feet tall. She's taller than me now. They have become like booty shorts. And I know it is the influence of what she is watching. Okay? So, what happened? She gets rebuked, and then here comes the puppy tears. And I has to say, you know, it's amazing to me that you're crying right now. I remember I've been trying to get you into dancing all of your life. You were never interested in dancing until TikTok came out. When TikTok came out, she was a classy, bougie, ratchet, savage. And guess what? During the pandemic, I was doing it with her. And I had to get rebuked. Nobody did it but the Holy Spirit. Okay? And I says, no, you will not use your body in this way. I will not use my body in this way. We will not use our bodies in this way. Do you guys know she lost all interest for dancing? She would not dance anymore at all. So now I have her splitting all over the house. I have her knee up to her forehead. No. Let it not be named among you. There is a difference. between using your body for the glory and the honor of the Most High versus using your body for vain glory. Oh, look what I can do. That means you still want to be seen. And I am teaching this household to die to self. Forget being seen. This is another reason why I don't even turn my camera on anymore. When I first used to do my lives, I used to want to make sure my hair was proper. No. And when I realized that that is what was going on, okay, I turned my camera off and I didn't go back on it. There was an Aki that was like, nah, come on, sis. You know, you got to show us your face. No. And I says, no, because, you know, I was worrying about what I look like, make sure my lip gloss is. No. This is for the edification of Yahuwah's people. So again, I say, family, correct your children whenever they are wrong. Then you will always be proud of them. They will never make you ashamed. And with that, family, I need a song break. My Yah. I love what the Most High is doing, honestly. So my baby girl really expressed herself to me. And she says, Mommy, don't you remember that I asked you, one day you came home and I asked you, I said, Mommy, can you pick some praise songs for me to dance to? She did ask me that, Mishpacha. And I've just been so caught up and so busy. And what she did was she occupied herself, because it must have been Yahuwah putting a desire in her to praise him by way of dancing. Hallelujah. But I was either too tired, or my knee was swollen, or, you know, whatever reason. I repent today. So, family, it is not that she, you know, wanted to really be. I don't, you know, before with the TikTok thing, that was something different. And you do have to admit that, Ajirae. But this time around, I do see that she did. I'll never forget. I was sitting in the bathroom. But what she said to me was, you know, Mommy, you got something jazzy and fast or whatever. So all I know was the songs that I know. You know, I don't know that many songs that are in the truth that can accommodate the style of dancing that she wanted. So I literally did call my sister, Patricia, about a week ago, and she said that she will work on this for me, that she will work on formulating some music for my daughter to be able to praise dance with. And family, what I can do for you guys, for us, for her, for the glory of Yahuwah first and foremost, is I'm going to teach my beautiful, beloved daughter something wonderful to praise Abba Yahuwah. And that way she will never feel she needs to turn to these secular platforms or avenues of dancing. Is that fair, Ajirae?
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I got you, Mama.
Shit.
Okay, family, we are back and we are now in verse 19. Servants will not learn a lesson. Verse 18. If a nation is not guided by Yahuwah, the people will lose self-control. But the nation that obeys Yahuwah's law will be happy. Servants will not learn a lesson if you only talk to them. They might understand you, but they will not obey. There is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. Give your servants everything they want, and they will learn to be wasteful. An angry person causes arguments, and someone who is quick-tempered is guilty of many sins. Hallelujah. Come on, speak to me, Yah. An angry person causes arguments, and someone who is quick-tempered is guilty of many sins. Your pride can bring you down. Humility will bring you honor. You are your own worst enemy if you take part in a crime. You will not be able to tell the people the truth when the people threaten you. Fear can be a trap, but if you trust in Yahuwah, you will be safe. Many people want the friendship of a ruler, but Yahuwah is the only one who judges people fairly. Good people think the wicked are disgusting, and the wicked feel disgust for those who are honest. Family, once again, let the Ruach HaKodesh communicate these proverbs to you, that the fruit of them may be born in your lives. Thank you so much for listening, Mishpacha. Shalom. Hold up. Wait a minute. It's been a little while since we've done a psalm together, family. And right now, my spirit is telling me Psalms 111. So let's get there. Yada Yahuwah. Praise Yahuwah and thank Adonai with all my heart. I definitely can't read this from this version. No. Here we go. Aleph. Praise Yah. I thank Yah with all my heart. Bet. In the company of the straight and the congregation. Gemel. Great are the works of Yahuwah. Delet. Searched for by all who delight in him. Hey. Splendor and greatness are his works. Wow. And his righteousness stands forever. Zayn. He has made his wonders to be remembered. Het. Yahuwah shows favor and is compassionate. Tet. He has given food to those who fear him. Yod. He remembers his covenant forever. Kaf. He has shown his people the power of his word. Lamed. To give to them the inheritance of the nations. Mem. The work of his hands are truth and right ruling. Nun. All his orders are trustworthy. Samech. They are upheld forever and ever. Ain. Performed in truth and righteousness. Pay. He sent redemption to his people. Sidai. He has commanded his covenant forever. Kof. Set apart and awesome is his name. Resh. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. Shin. All doing them have good understanding. Tov. His praise is standing forever. Psalms 111, from the Aleph to the Tov. Now I bid you Shalom Aleichem Mishpacha.
All right, I know that's right.